Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Throwback Thursday, you're not allowed to say anything about the music. It's my wheelhouse.
This is Jane Fonda workout music, right?
Well, in all honesty, I would not have chosen this song. This is Maniac. It's Michael Cimbello from Flashdance. But I don't...
Oh, this is... No, the fat dude that died.
Oh, Chris Farley.
There you go.
He did that scene.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. That's all I think about with this song.
All right, we're going to do 15 minutes of heat. 15 minutes of heat today brought to you by BrandsMart USA. Buying the BrandsMart way for the holiday season means the lowest prices and the largest selection of TVs, appliances, mattresses, cell phones, and more. Visit your local BrandsMart USA store today. I was trying to hit the post. Crank it up.
Yeah, I got no hope. And we're dancing like we never danced before.
You know the words.
It's a great song.
Maniac on the what?
Maniac what?
Maniac.
On the dance flow. Dancing like she never danced before.
He doesn't
Come
know
on.
It.
He doesn't know
I
the words.
I just sang it. I just sang it.
Sat your singing ass down.
We're going to go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line where they are truly steps beyond convenience. On the line, Radio.com Sports NBA insider Rick Bucher. We really enjoy talking to him. Insider calls are brought to you by the all-new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz. You could read Rick Bucher's work at Bleacher Report. You see him on FS1. You can also hear Rick on Scal and Pals, brand new NBA podcast out now on Radio.com and the Radio.com app. And Rick Bucher is always fun to talk to, and he's with us now. Hello, Rick.
Gentlemen, how we doing?
Would you like to weigh in on the on my lyrics? I'm sure I know you saw Flashdance. I was right on the lyrics, right?
I had a whole new appreciation for ripped sweatshirts after watching that movie. So yes, I'm all in on Flashdance.
No doubt. Are you on a speakerphone? Because it's hard to hear you. Can I get you to pick up the handset?
Is this better?
I don't know. You didn't talk enough for me to really make a determination yet. I don't want to box myself in just in case it's not that much better.
Rick, a hard time.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Much better. Much better. How surprised have you been by the Heat's play? You know, 10 games so far this season. They're 7-3, and I think they've looked pretty damn good. Are you surprised by this?
I certainly am. I knew that they would be a good team for the Eastern Conference. I knew that they would be a good and that they would be a playoff team. I expected them to be a playoff team in the Eastern Conference. But I still had questions how Jimmy Butler would fit in with the crew that was there, with the issues that we saw in Chicago and Minnesota and Philadelphia. How is he going to operate as a leader? And a pleasant surprise, he's been, as you guys well know watching, he has been terrific. And then the pieces have just come together. It's they've got a focus, and obviously this is a reflection of Eric Spoelstra as a coach. But you know, they were putting a lot of different things together and building around a guy as notable as Jimmy. I figured it would take some time. So did I think they could be this good? Yes, I thought they could be this good, but I did not expect them to be this good this soon. And it's not just a function of who they've played. I mean, they've got. I can look at some other teams around the league and what they've done, and I can say, take a closer look at the schedule and who they've played. That's not the case with the Miami Heat. They've not only do they have a good record, they've beaten some really good teams.
And Rick, with the young guys playing well, Hero playing well, Kendrick Nunn coming out of nowhere, you know, Bam taking that next step. Does that scare you with the Heat? Because you know, Ira Winderman, he's told us about that rookie learning curve. Like, is that sustainable from a young guy to keep this going throughout the entire 82-game season?
Well, like a guy like Tyler Hero, and you know, again, and Kendrick Nunn to a certain extent, but there, I would expect that there's going to be some sort of rookie wall. But that's the beauty of what the Heat have is that, and even with Jimmy, I mean, as much as Jimmy has done, you don't look at Jimmy and expect him to do everything. Goran Dragic can give you, can be a playmaker. Jimmy obviously can be a playmaker. Justice Winslow has demonstrated that he can be a playmaker, and when he was forced into action as a point guard last year. So when I look at what they have, and then they just, you know, their bigs aren't, you know, star bigs, but they're hardworking guys, and it's just it's an ideal crew for Eric Spoelstra to work with. Because these are all guys that I think have pro tendencies, and even for the young guys will demonstrate this is how you be a pro, this is what you need to do to be a pro. And so the dynamics of what they've put together are going to work. And so you can have a Tyler Hero fall off, but you got Goran, you got Jimmy, you got enough scoring from other places, and then ultimately. You know, you still have the Deion Waiters thing issue, but other than that, you have enough from other places. It's not like you're looking at Tyler Hero and saying he has to score like this and continue to score like this for this team to have this kind of success. I don't think they're dependent on any one of these pieces. Even if Jimmy, you know, they went the load management route with Jimmy, which I think he's allergic to. this team could function without him because. They were a decent team last year before he came along.
Rick Bucher is with us. Heat are in Cleveland tonight, 6 p.m. tip-off. Heat are 7-3. Cavs are 4-6. At 7-3, do you think the Heat are one of the biggest upside surprises in the league right now? I would imagine Boston probably is the biggest upside surprise at 9-1, certainly in the East.
Yes, and again, that's kind of where I was looking at when I said, you know, look at the teams. Like a Boston. I mean, look at who they've played. Yeah, they got a win against the Bucks. Yeah, they got a win against the Raptors. But the rest of their schedule, we're talking, you know, knocking off the Wizards, the Hornets, the Cavs, the Knicks. Actually, two wins against the Knicks. So that 9-1 is stuffed with some underperforming teams and teams that you would expect that aren't necessarily going to be that good. And then you also have. The effect of you had Kyrie Irving there, and now Kyrie leaving, you know, breathes new, you know, fresh air into Jason Tatum because he gets to be Jason Tatum again, and Jaylen Brown and all those guys, and Kemba Walker's just kind of a completely different guy as far as attitude when it comes to the point guard position. So I think there's some extenuating circumstances as to why Boston is the way they are. If there's any other team that I thought that the Toronto Raptors, I thought people were underplaying, you know, what they would be. Other than that, it's probably, you know, probably looking at teams that have been a disappointment or not nearly as good as we expected. I'd say there's more of those than there are teams that I feel like are overachieving. But the Miami Heat, I don't know if you could look at any team in the league right now and say that they have overachieved or done more than expected than the Miami Heat.
Wow.
And, Rick, you brought up Deion Waiters and his situation. I'm sure you didn't give him the gummy bears. I didn't want to ask you about that. But what should they do with him? They're paying him $12.1 million. They already suspended him long enough to mess up his $1.1 million in incentives to play in 70 games. But what should they do with him moving forward? They're paying him right now not to play.
Yeah, and honestly, I believe that you show Deion, hey, look, we can live without you. And we can play without you, and we can be successful without you. If you want to come along for the ride and set yourself up going forward, cool. If not, I wouldn't worry about the money because I'd be more interested in the dynamic of this team. And this has been the Miami Heat way, and it has served them well over the years, which is you want to join us, that's fine. But we're not going to change the way we do things to accommodate you. They didn't do it for LeBron James. They sure as hell aren't going to do it for Deion Waiters.
They kind of did it for Hassan Whiteside. I think they learned their lesson there. You know, we're not going to eat this stuff anymore. He's having a rough go of it in Portland, from what I see on Twitter.
No doubt, and that was like if there's ever a guy that has good numbers and the Miami Heat get rid of him, I'd look at that guy as being. contagious. Right. I wouldn't go anywhere near him because it would be a true indicator that there are issues here. And as I've watched Hassan play with the Trailblazers, it's painful. It's painful to watch because they desperate with Zach Collins out, with Yusuf Nurkic out, they desperately need him to play. And his body language and lack of energy, it is numbing, especially since it just goes counter to what the Trailblazers have traditionally been. And you can see it. Yeah, I mean, you can kind of see it in the same way that it wore on the Miami Heat last year. It's wearing on the Portland Trailblazers.
Yeah, we're watching with amusement as we see all the different posts and whatnot.
No doubt.
Rick Bucher is with us. Quickly, one more question in the West before I let you go. Lakers, they're atop the West right now, 9-2. Yeah. LeBron looks as good as he's ever looked. Can they maintain that all season?
I have my doubts. We already know Anthony Davis's injury history. LeBron James is 35. There's a reason that he has played with I mean, it's amazing the energy that he's played with to this point. Do I think he can do it the entire season? No, I don't. And so if he doesn't and Anthony Davis is in and out, now you're looking at Kyle Kuzma as being, you know, I suppose the leader by default. I'm worried about their depth and how much they have to rely on LeBron and Anthony Davis being in perfect shape. And so, again, and this is another team that I look at, and I look at their wins and losses, and there's, you know, they've had a few teams that they've been able to stuff their record a little bit, and so have they played well? Yes. Have they been better than I expected this early? Yes, they have. But do I think that they can challenge the Clippers as the best team in the league or in the Western Conference? Not a chance. What we saw between those two teams when we first saw them, that was not a mirage, and that was without Paul George. Whatever the Clippers look me at this point look like they're almost bored. They're like the way they took the approach to the Houston Rockets. It was we're not taking these guys seriously, and we can fall behind by 16, 17 in the first quarter and still come back and win this game, and nearly did. So when it comes to who I expect to be standing at the end, I think the Lakers can have a good season. I don't think they're built to knock off the Clippers when it comes to the playoffs.
And, Rick, I got one more. I got to jump to the East with these New York Knicks. They're 2-9 right now. And the management, they all blame it on Fizdale. Is Fizdale the problem or is he a scapegoat?
I believe honestly that if there's a change in New York, it won't just be Fizdale. His relationship with Scott Perry is better than I think that it's been portrayed. This is the challenge that Fiz has, and I hope this answers the question. I don't think it's all on him, but I don't think he's the sacrificial lamb. He's still a relatively new at the head coaching game. When he went to Memphis, he already had a set established roster and rotation with Marc Gasol and Mike Conley. You knew how they played and you knew how they wanted to play. That was go in and it was just keep the ball rolling. This New York Knicks challenge is it's a mixed bag of a roster. You're figuring out what can the young guys do? What am I going to get from the older guys? Your second unit really isn't that different from your first unit, which is why his minutes, you know, his rotation is all over the place. This is a challenge, and it would be a challenge, I think, for any coach to figure out, but especially for a young one. So I'm going to put that on Fiz in that he's got to figure out how to utilize what he has a little bit better. But the other part is I don't know that anybody thought that the Knicks were going to be a great team this year. We're 10, 11 games in with a completely reworked roster. I think they came out and said what they said because they've been really bad at home, and that was another really bad performance at home. But if you look at what they've done on the road, and you look at a couple of their losses being buzzer beaters by, what, Boston and was it Philly, or there was somebody else who knocked one down at the buzzer to beat them, I think it's just way too early to pass judgment on Fizz or anything to do with the Knicks. I expect them to be more competitive than they've been to this point, and I expect Fizz to figure it out.
Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Rick Bucher. And again, Insider Calls are brought to you by the all-new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz. Make sure you read Rick's stuff at BleacherReport.com. Watch him on FS1. And listen to the Scal and Pals NBA podcast on Radio.com and the Radio.com app. Brian Scalabrine is a funny dude, man. Rick Bucher, thanks for making time for us, Rick.
You got it, guys.
There you go, Rick Bucher, and that is your 15 minutes of heat.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh!